Patterson, owner of Patterson Custom Homes, and I am a client of City National Bank. A couple of years ago, my business was growing rapidly, and I needed a line of credit. But the bank I had been with since I was 2 years old saw me as just a number, and they stonewalled me. So I spoke to Mike Kilbride, a business partner of mine, who has hooked up utilities at every one of the homes I've built for the last 17 years.
My name is Mike Kilbride, and I referred Andrew Patterson to City National Bank.
Mike explained that City National is a relationship-based bank where they care about the individual. Less than a week after I met with the bank, I moved over all of my accounts, personal and business, and it was the easiest transition of my life. I have built over 170 custom homes, and that would not have been possible without the personalized service that City National provides for my family and my business.
The people you trust City National. Visit cnb.com to learn more. City National Bank, an RBC company. CNB, member FDIC.
Gather around!
Washington, D.C. I got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out!
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press, a show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one! Time is running out!
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
I always love Fridays, not just because it's the beginning of the weekend, but because we get a chance to visit with my friend, Rico Aller, the owner of Carson Insulation in beautiful Carson City. We got big news that's coming, but I don't know if we can give it today. Can we unleash the full Monty, so to speak, on this whole thing?
About October 1st.
October 1st? I'm so excited. It's like Christmas coming early.
Not very far away, I'll tell you.
Christmas coming early. I just love that. You had a good week so far?
Had a really good week so far. It's been hectic. I've been back and forth to California corporate headquarters several times and running stuff back and forth. Been busy, but it's good.
Have you had a chance to catch any of the Kavanaugh hearings?
I did. I watched a whole bunch of them. Oh, my gosh, were those Democrats crazy.
What does it tell you? Does it tell you they know that they can't do anything and that this is just political theater?
This is theater for the upcoming elections, hoping they'll produce something they can use to be advantageous to them in their upcoming elections. And I think that they're grasping at straws.
Is Kavanaugh a lock now?
I can't imagine he doesn't get at least 54 votes.
So
could be 53, but I think he will. I think Murkowski's going to vote for him. I think Joe Manchin, the Democrat, is going to vote for him. I think they'll end up at 50. My guess is 56. That's what I'm going to guess.
Wow. Even getting the Democrats, that's great.
I think it's likely because there's some red state Democrats that are going to be in the fight of their lives. You know, I have to tell you that I have been favorably impressed for the first time in 20 years with Lindsey Graham. His remarks during that hearing were very, very professional, very good, very supportive, very helpful. And everything he's had to say lately has been... it's been pretty good, everything I've heard him say. Now, I don't know if it's because he's no longer under the influence of John McCain or what, but he has sounded like he used to sound 20 years ago.
What did you think of the end of the funeral procession that began in Phoenix, ended up at Annapolis for burial for John McCain? He was lionized as a hero, even though a lot of people in life didn't really like him much.
Well, you know, when somebody dies, everybody feels obliged to speak kindly of them, and that's a good thing. I did not watch any of the funeral. I had no interest in watching it. I happened to have had some personal interaction with him, did not like him, and the fact that he has passed away didn't change my opinion of him in life.
What kind of interaction? Was it during your political era?
I was sent once to pick him up at an airport, and I saw how he dealt with his volunteer staffers, and he was I thought he was a jerk, and I told him at the end of that day when I got him back to the convention when he was running for president that I would actually be voting for him, but I'd do it holding my nose because I don't think you're a very nice man. That was the conclusion of our short interaction.
Wow. Were you surprised the president wasn't more active tweeting during these funerals? I mean, because there were some veiled references to President Trump, and then in that final letter to America, I mean, he took off the gloves, so to speak. I thought the president would be more forceful. He was very respectful, though.
Well, I thought so, but I have to tell you in honesty that I actively avoided my emotional or intellectual participation in that ceremony because I don't want to be one of those people that's a fraud and that says one thing after the fact and one thing before. I avoided it, so I don't have much to tell you about what happened during the funeral.
If you don't have something nice to say about somebody, just don't say it.
My mama told me that when I was a kid.
Well, I know, my mama too.
She smacked me right in the back of the head with her hand. You know,
oh,
just a little swat. If you haven't got something nice to say, don't say anything at all. You know, I spent a lot of time in the corner in school with my nose in the corner.
Oh, yeah.
I spent a lot of time there. I spent a lot of time on timeouts. I spent a lot of time in principal's offices.
That makes sense.
Because this day and age, I would have been that ADD kid they put on Ritalin.
Yeah.
And that's one of my pet causes is opposing and fighting the use of Ritalin in schools with children.
Wow. Let me just ask you, the president was out on the stump in Billings, Montana, which I understand is beautiful country, absolutely beautiful country.
Oh, my gosh, is it beautiful. You're not just kidding. It's about as pretty a place as God put on the earth.
Did you see any of the clips from that speech? It looked like a 2020 reelection speech.
You know, I did not, but I did hear one. You know, it might have been that one. I heard one on the radio. They had about a 30-second clip, and I really enjoyed it. Boy, he was definitely working toward that election cycle. He doesn't believe that there is a blue wave approaching us, and I think he's right. I think that we're going to do much better in the midterms than would be typical for a midterm election. And in fact, I'm almost certain we'll hold the Senate. I feel very confident looking at the numbers I've looked at that we're going to hold the Senate. And I think we have a really good chance at losing no more than 8 or 10 congressional seats, and it could be better than that.
Well, and the president is putting himself into this midterm race in a big way, and he's got a really good track record to point to. I mean, last night he did it repeatedly, saying, "Hey, we did this, we did this," almost as if he's checking off the boxes for the voters, saying, okay, we did this, we did this, we did this. Is this what we're going to see more of between now and November 6th?
I expect we will. And the message, his message is so strong. I mean, you know, take personalities out of it and just look at the results. His message is extremely strong. And I think, you know, looking at the numbers in Florida, the election of, what, a week ago, 10 days ago, the election in Florida, the Republican turnout was much higher as a percentage of overall Republican vote registration than expected, and Democrat was about even with what was expected. Now that's a very positive development when you see Republican turnout. Because, you know, this day forward, Trump's message has to be about getting out the vote. He's not going to persuade Democrats that hate him to come around to his view. It just isn't going to happen. And I think if your listeners are spending their time trying to persuade people that have their minds made up, it's so polarized right now, I don't think that's going to happen. There may be some folks that are kind of marginal in their view, they aren't really political, that could be persuaded. But for the most part, what needs to be done now is for us to get our people to the polls. get out the vote. And if we do that, we're going to win.
I know you have been very, very active in Northern Nevada. You're supporting candidates up there. Who are you supporting right now?
Well, I support Mark Amaday. He and I disagree about a few little things, but for the most part, he's a good guy. I'm actually more active in some Southern Nevada races, even though they're not in my district. But I'm going to be very active with Jim Marchant. I think his future is brilliant. I think he's got the opportunity to be in leadership in multiple respects, both in the legislature and without. And I think he's a great place to put energy, and I'm going to put money and energy into his campaigns and helping him in any way that I can. And I'm supporting Danny Tarkanian down that congressional race. Now, I started out supporting him for the Senate, and I have to say, disappointed that he chose to run for Congress rather than the Senate seat against Dean Heller, because I think Dean Heller is a disingenuous, dishonorable human being. But Danny did what he had to do, what he needed to do. The president asked him to, and that's the right thing to do when you have a president of your party. And so I don't want him to feel like I'm going to walk out on him. So I'm going to do the same thing for him in the general I did in the primary, and that is I'm going to max out to him and do everything I can to help him get elected that congressional seat.
I love it. I'm going over to his he's got a brand new campaign headquarters that they're going to unveil tomorrow, and I'll be there beginning at 1 o'clock for Danny Tarkanian. Let me just ask you, though. Folks across the state, Democrats are absolutely positively sure Tom Steyer's throwing $2 million into the state, trying to get young people to register, to vote. He's promised Jackie Rosen $2 million for her campaign against Dean Heller. They're all predicting this blue wave. In the state of Nevada, do you think another blue wave is possible, or do you think we could fight back? Could this be a wave election like 2010?
Well, it could be. I don't think it's going to be. I think it's going to be very, very close in either direction. You know, every morning when I get up, I pray that God will give people with good sense money, and people with money good sense. Steyer missed out.
He's a man with a tremendous
amount of money and a complete lack of sense. You know, it amazes me that these pseudo-capitalists make their vast fortunes in a capitalistic system, then spend the rest of their lives decrying the system that created their own wealth and trying to prevent others from being able to achieve that wealth themselves. It's so elitist and dishonorable. You know, what little I have in the world, I created with my own hands and my own head, my back, working really, really hard all my life. And I don't fault anyone else for succeeding, but these ultra billionaires, so many of them are, maybe they're ashamed of their wealth. I think some of them just literally are ashamed of it. They didn't come by it through hard work, and they don't feel like they deserve it. And as a consequence of that, they decry that pursuit in others, which is shameful.
Rico Aller joining us from Northern Nevada, the City National Bank guest hotline. I want to ask you about Cory Booker, because Cory Booker yesterday began unveiling, they're not classified, but they're confidential, committee confidential documents that are not supposed to be used during a hearing like we're having for Judge Kavanaugh. My question to you is, Cory Booker, the senator from New Jersey, who admits he's running for president, has already said that he violated Senate rules, and he is subject to expulsion. Now, some of the Republicans are saying that. I don't think that's true. What do you make of Cory Booker?
Well, what a dog! You know, I can't believe the guy could behave in that way and then be so brazen about it. I think that the leadership in the Senate should prevent him from having access to those kinds of records on an ongoing basis. Henceforth, he should not be privy to those. They should exclude him from those meetings for those kind of things happen. And if he wants to scream and yell about it, let him scream and yell and say, "But remember, you went public with private documents previously. Why would we allow you to be privy to them in the future?"
I like that. We've had somebody.
Yeah, that's how it should be. Yeah.
We've had the kind of fuss. Yeah, we've had one caller already say that maybe he should have be stripped of his security clearance. I mean, if he's willing to these committee confidential documents that you're not supposed to use?
Well, no, that's a different thing. That's a different issue. The exposure of if there are documents that release security information that is of national security interest, that is one thing. That's a completely different issue. But when you have a private conversation and all the parties to the conversation say, we're going to have this conversation so we can speak freely and openly, but it has to remain private, and everyone agrees to that, that's a matter of honor. And that's what he violated. And so as a matter of honor, I would say to him, since you clearly violated the deal that you made, the promise you made to us, you made a promise, a covenant with us, and since you violated that, we're no longer going to make those kind of covenants with you again. So you're not going to be privy to that information going forward.
Rico Aldo joining us. One of the things I love to do with Rico, because he is so his ear is so close to the ground. He knows he's a small business guy. He has a payroll. He hires people. I want to ask you, because we're now down to 60 days from the November 6th election. We are under 2 months away. And I guess my question is, tell me what the economy's doing in northern Nevada.
Well, right here it's booming. You know, we're looking right now. I'm seeking a full time salesman to sell insulation for us. I need a full time additional salesman. We've grown so much, and I'm looking for someone to do that. It's a really good paying job too. But we're also hiring insulators. We're hiring stockers every day. We're looking for people. We hired a new guy today who turns out it's going to be very good, I think. But it's an ongoing thing because there's so much business available that I'm having to avoid certain projects I otherwise would do because I simply don't have the manpower to be able to grow to meet that that demand. So, and I'm not the only one. Everyone's in the same boat. You know, we're all competing not only for jobs, we're competing for people. We're competing for vendors. We're competing for capital. We're all competing for everything. And frankly, I'm better at than most of them anyway. So I'm okay.
There you go. can I ask you?
Is that humble enough?
No, but if it's true, then it doesn't matter as long as it's true. I want to ask you, I've only got a minute, about the workforce. You are always hiring, and that what is scary is sometimes I think, well, maybe that means the workforce isn't ready for businesses like you.
Well, you know, a business like ours, if a person, male or female, if they're healthy and they want to work and they're cheerful, reasonably, you know, social skills, and they are willing to show up at 7 o'clock in the morning and be on time, we'll train them to do the work, and they'll make a really good wage. But all that's really necessary is for people to be willing. And we're finding that, you know, it's my view that if someone is not working today, it's principally because they do not want to work. Because if they want to work, there are a multitude of jobs available.
Let me ask you, if folks want to reach out to you, how do they do it? Do they do it online? Do they drop by? Do they give you guys a phone call? If somebody wants to work, if they want to make some of this money,
give me a call at 297-0187. That's our number. We're listed in the phone book. We're listed online. It's Carson Insulation. Just give us a ring or stop by our place of business at 5831 Highway 50 East. We're right next door to United Rentals. Come by and say hello, and coffee's always on. We'll chat. And if you want to go to work, we got a job for you.
I just love that. I love that. Hey, Rico, you have a great weekend. We'll talk to you again next Friday, my friend. And maybe we're getting closer to maybe having full information. I'm so excited.
The news is coming. Thank you very much, Kevin. You have a great weekend, brother.
You too. That's Rico Alder, my buddy from Carson Insulation in beautiful Carson City. Stick around. More to do as we continue. It is Live and Local now.
Attention, cat owners. The hottest product on the market for cats is Meowawana. You heard me, Meowawana. Relax, folks. Meowawana is 100% organic catnip. It's safe, all natural, USA manufactured, and designed to stimulate healthy activity for your cat. Choose from Meowie Wowie, Calico Kush, Purple Passion, and an entire line of toys, accessories, and apparel. Order now, get the Kevin Wall special, 15% off. Just use the promo code WALL at checkout. Go to meowawana.com. That's meowawana.com.
Do you own or operate a business? Would you like to reduce your electric bill by 20, 40, even 60% by improving the efficiency of your AC unit? Then you need to check out FridgeWise. Headquartered in my hometown of Kansas City, my friends at FridgeWise have developed technology that can dramatically reduce the cost of cooling, including walk-in cooler refrigeration. For businesses as small as a mom-and-pop grocery or restaurant to the largest office building, retail space, or casino, how does FridgeWise do it? Well, your current unit runs at only one speed. But with a new smart motor, your unit will run at variable speeds, faster or slower, reducing electric use by 20 to 60%. And it'll keep your air at a consistent desired temperature. Depending on the size of your business, it could save you tens of thousands of dollars annually. Give them a call, 702-570-2501. That's 702-570-2501. Or check them out at reducemyac.com. That's reducemyac.com.
Do you want to earn a higher rate of return than you're making in the stock market? I'm talking about beating the market year after year. Hi, I'm Greg Herlihan. If you want to make more tax-free income, call me today at 888-738-1764. I specialize in helping people make more tax-free income with an IRA-approved retirement vehicle. And best of all, it's approved by the IRS. So what are you waiting on? Call me at 888-738-1764 and take control of your financial future with tax-free income. Call me at 888-738-1764. The consultation is absolutely free, so call me at 888-738-1764.
Horizon Trust Company is an independent passive custodian and is not associated or affiliated with and does not recommend, promote, or advise any specific investment opportunity, investment company, or any agents, employees, representatives, or other of such firms or entities. Investments are not FDIC-insured, offer no bank guarantee, and may lose value.
Take control of your financial future. Call 888-738-1764.
Hello, this is Brent Jones again, owner of Real Water and Real MMA. As a Nevada businessman, I understand how difficult it can be to stay in business and remain profitable. Taxation, excessive regulation, employment issues, lawsuits, competition, increases in supply costs. The list goes on. That is why a group of concerned business owners formed the Real Chamber of Commerce. We need a pro-business environment in our great state. Unfortunately, taxes have increased dramatically this past year, and regulation just keeps increasing, making it harder and harder to make ends meet. We must take Nevada back. The Real Chamber will work hard on your behalf to fight against additional tax increases and more regulation. You need a chamber that is truly on your side. That is the Real Chamber of Commerce. Please, join Real Water and other concerned business owners. Get involved and help take Nevada back. For more information, go to realchamberofcommerce.com. That's realchamberofcommerce.com or call 702-521-0632.
In Mexico, there was a phrase we used to say after enjoying a wonderful meal. Fabuloso! That's what best describes the authentic Mexican dishes prepared at Roberto's. Choose from over 100 family recipes. You see, Roberto's uses only the finest and freshest ingredients available.
Roberto's Taco Shop! Real Mexican food you like!
Ah, it's going to be a glorious day.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
It is live and local now. Coming up, my favorite part of the show. You tell us where we take the show. Some would say, go to hell. No, not there. It's our wall-to-wall free-for-all next, live and local, now.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
Cheese!
across the state of Nevada and in SoCal, too. It's Live and Local now. Mike Gamboa? Really? Mike's air conditioning and cooling and heating. And they've got they've fixed our air conditioning. Our air conditioning has been down like for months. And these guys spent like an hour and they just said, ah, we do this. All of a sudden, it's cool in here. Thank you, Mike. And his teammate, John, and they did a great job. So, hey, if you get a chance, just Google search it. Mike's Air Conditioning and Heating. I love it. Thanks, man. Anyway, let's get to your phone calls because you know what we're going to do. This is the segment where we give you the opportunity to talk about anything you want. It can be something that we've been talking about all day. The hearings, for instance, the Kavanaugh hearings, Cory Booker. Or it might be something we talked about earlier in the week, or it might be something we haven't talked about at all. We'll give you that opportunity right now. We make it so simple. Let's go to Ben. Ben, you're up and you're on Live and Local now. Go right ahead.
Good morning, Kevin, or what's left of it anyway.
What do you want to talk about, Ben?
I think we're reading too much into the Times article written by a supposed ghostwriter. I no longer consider the Times to be a legitimate source of news anyway. I've actually seen it on the newsstand next to the Inquirer and the Globe. The only reasons I could think that anybody would even buy the paper would be to read the comics or lie in their birdcage.
Wow. Let me ask you, though. Do you think it was an administration official that wrote the editorial, or do you think it was the New York Times? Somebody on the staff of the New York Times that actually wrote the op-ed.
Well, I have no idea, but we do know that the Times has been struggling for years, and they're always looking for something to sell newspapers, so that is a possibility.
Wow. It'll be interesting to see how this thing plays out. I mean, and by the way, I've made the not-so-bold prediction. I think this is an easy one. That by sundown on Sunday, we'll know who it is. Either they will have resigned under pressure. John Kelly, chief of staff, says that they have it nailed down to about 12 people who are possible. Now, do you make them all take a polygraph? I'll be honest with you. I would. I would make every stinking one of them take a polygraph. If you pass the polygraph, fine. If you don't pass the polygraph, then we're going to have some further questions for you. I absolutely, positively would do that. Frank, you're up on our wall-to-wall free-for-all. What do you want to talk about, my friend?
Oh, 30 years ago, 60 Minutes debunked the polygraph, but that's not what I called about. That's why it's not admissible, because professional liars know how to beat the polygraph. And talking about ethics and morals, what I want to talk about, and thank you for your forum, Kevin, I really resent the fact that my vote is negated by a bunch of Jerry Springer. That's what the Democrat Party is. It's like watching Jerry Springer. He makes millions. Him and Connie Chung's husband, you know who I'm talking about?
Maury Povich.
They make millions. And those people, and that's the Democrat Party. There it is in a nutshell. It's not Cory Booker. It's Cory Crooker. They have no ethics. They have no morals. And I have to sit there and know that some drug, that is some defecating, needle using addict can negate my vote. Am I wrong to get livid and get a little animated, Kevin?
This is about as worked up as I've ever heard you, Frank. So. No. It doesn't happen very often. I'll just leave it at that. You want to join us? I've just freed up a line. We're going to let Frank take a deep breath, really deep breath, feel better about things.
Man, is that about as worked up as he gets? That was wild. That was really wild. I will simply tell you that this whole New York Times thing, my money is on that somebody in and around the New York Times probably did this. I do believe that by sundown on Sunday, somebody will have either turned in a resignation or will have refused to take a polygraph. I think we're going to find out. I think we will find out who it is that betrayed this president by writing an op-ed piece anonymously, or as the president would say, I'm an anonymous, whatever. It's not the easiest word to say, even for a president. No, and the president sort of botched it. No, last night in Billings, Montana, didn't you hear that? He struggled with the word anonymous. In fact, tell you what, let's do. Let me see if I can. We're going to dredge up the president from last night, and it's a little embarrassing. But I'd be willing to bet he'll be self-deprecating about it, and he'll probably practice on Air Force One all the way back to D.C. anonymously. Here was the president last night.
The so-called resistance is angry because their horrible ideas have been rejected by the American people, and it's driving them crazy. Crazy. They're the ones, honestly, that have been driven crazy. The latest act of resistance is the op-ed published in the failing New York Times by an anonymous, gutless coward. You just look. He was, nobody knows who the hell he is, or she, although they put he, but probably that's a little disguise. That means it's she. But for the sake of our national security, the New York Times should publish his name at once. I think their reporters should go and investigate who it is. That would actually be a good scoop. That would be a good scoop. Unelected deep state operatives who defy the voters to push their own secret agendas are truly a threat to democracy itself. And I was so heartened when I looked. I think it's backfired. People that don't exactly dig us and they don't exactly like me, they're fighting for us. It's an incredible, it's actually a beautiful thing. We've picked up a lot of support because at some point, this whole thing is going to be exposed. And it's really bad, and it's really dangerous, and it's really sad for the media and the mainstream media. It really is sad. When I told you about the good news coming out of Korea today, they will hardly even report it. If this were President Obama, that would be the biggest story in the history of our country.
That was the president. And by the way, despite the use of the word anonymously or anonymous, so be it. So he's, but watch and see if the unfit to be president crowd won't start weighing in. Oh, you see, he's having some sort of a medical meltdown. I'm telling you, they're going to try and make anonymous into something that it's not. It's a word that a lot of people mishandle, myself included. We'll see what you think. You want to join us? 844, the number 2 Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. I'm Kevin Wall. The program is live and local now.
One thing that we can all agree on is that we want a better education for our children. However, our government has proven time and time again that they are unable to provide the quality education that we as parents are seeking. In order to ensure the highest quality of education, it is important that we return power to the parents. They should decide where their children go to school and what they learn. I am Assemblyman Jim Marchant, and I honestly believe that a bloated, centralized bureaucratic machine is incapable of making decisions that are best made by you. At the end of the day, these unaccountable bureaucrats don't care about our children. They care about our tax dollars. Again, I am Assemblyman Jim Marchant, and I am running for re-election for Assembly District 37, and I humbly ask for your support and your vote so that I can represent our shared values in Carson City. Thank you, and please get out and vote. This election is absolutely critical for the state of Nevada, paid for by the committee to elect Jim Marchant.
Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? Hey, Kevin Wall here. I'm happy to inform you there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you choose your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access healthcare. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family, that's mom, dad, and all kids. This is the way healthcare should be. For information, call 855-585-4237. That's 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org and regain control over your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
I'm Matt Hershkovich. I'm a reconstructive surgeon and I'm a client of City National Bank. Michael Sherman referred me to City National.
I'm Michael Sherman. I'm a business trial lawyer. I make referrals very purposefully, and City National Bank has done a terrific job with me and my family, so it was perfectly natural for me to turn Matt on to the professionals that I deal with at City National.
I was extremely impressed with their level of service and professionalism, and the part that was most helpful for me is that I got to focus on what I actually trained to do, which was practice medicine, not worry about finances. It was exactly what I was looking for and the partner that I needed. He was spot on when he referred me to City National Bank.
The people you trust City National. Visit CNB.com to learn more. City National Bank, an RBC company. CNB, member FDIC.
Cat owners, listen up. There's a new product for cats who have the need for weed. It's called Meowawana. This isn't your daddy's catnip. The purveyors at Meowawana have developed an entire line of 100% organic catnip, accessories, and apparel. And Meowawana is manufactured with no marijuana. But who cares? It is so cool. Check out their amazing website at meowawana.com. You'll find jars of buds, pill bottles of leaf and flake, spliffs, blunts, spray, and even medical Meowawana ID cards. Your furry friends will love it. And Meowawana is produced right here in the USA. It's a perfect treat for your BFF. That's best feline friend. And you know how good catnip is for your cat. It helps stimulate exercise and is safe and non-addictive. Order Meowawana now and get the Kevin Wall special. 15% off. Just use the promo code WALL at checkout. We're not kidding around. Go to meowawana.com. That's Meowijuana.com. Meowawana.com.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
This hour of Live and Local Now brought to you in part by Meowawana. Ask for the Kevin Wall 15% discount on the best catnip on the planet. Treat your BFF, that's best feline friend, to something special. Grab your smartphone and check out meowawana.com. That's meowawana.com. It's really easy, and it's great stuff. Little Carly just loves it. Tell you what, let's do it. Let's go to your phone calls. Let's go to Carl. Clinical Carl, you're up and you're on Live and Local Now. It's ending the week on an up note. What's going on, man?
That's right. It's going to be real up. I think you know a little about economics. Well, Trump just made a speech saying that he took over a failing economy and he's built it tremendously. Well, when Obama took over from Bush, the stock market was about 800 points. When he left, it was close to 19,000. I made a lot of money during that time. Property was underwater everywhere. People are losing their homes because of the recession. I did very well in real estate. I mean, he took over a growing economy, Trump. He didn't build the economy. And secondly, he just said in a speech that New York Times, the failing New York Times, which is over 100 years old and the largest circulation in the world, and NBC are going to go out of business if he ever left office. I mean, is this man delusional or what?
Well, all I know is 4.5 million jobs later, this guy has added 4.5 million jobs. That's going to be up to 6 million jobs soon. Manufacturing jobs are up. The unemployment rate for African Americans is to its lowest level ever.
Do you know African Americans? It's 1% higher than when he took over from Obama. Obama raised it 7% in his 8 years. I mean, I know the man's got an ego, and he wants to take credit for everything. But he didn't build the economy. It was a growing economy. I think almost any president could have taken over from Obama, and it would still have kept growing. The market.
Oh,
the
come on.
You
cannot tell me that Obama would have cut regulations, 22 regulations for every one added. You can't tell me that he would have cut the corporate tax rate the way this president did. This president did everything.
Yeah, and who made out with the corporate tax rate? Most people I've talked to in the middle class and so forth haven't seen a damn thing from it. It's corporations in the top, 2-3%?
What do you say to the people,
though?
What do you say to the people that ended up getting cash bonuses? Not Christmas bonuses, but cash bonuses.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I mean, what do you say to the people like that? Is that the crumbs that you guys always talk about, the crumbs?
That's about 1%. That's about 1% of the working population in this country.
But to a family of four, if they have $1,500, in fact, the people in Montana are going to get an extra, I think it was $2,200. Now, to a family of four, that's a trip to Disney World for vacation. That's braces. That's braces
and
on the kids.
$1,000, yeah. And for $1,000 that a lot of people got from their corporations, there were people in the top 2-3% who made millions. I mean, come on. You know, you got to be fair about it.
I tell you what, we'll find out. I think we'll get a good indicator at the midterms. If remember, the Democrats were the same ones that told you that Hillary Clinton was going to be president. They were absolutely dead lock certain that Hillary was going to break that glass ceiling. Watch the first 5 minutes, the first 7 minutes of Death of a Nation, the Dinesh D'Souza film. And listen to how, you know, the Trump people were derided. They were being laughed at. And the people that had the last laugh was now President Donald J. Trump. And those same people that swore up and down, there is no path to 270. No, I'm sorry, there was a path to 306. Not to 270. There was a path to 306. And those are the same people that are predicting this big blue wave. Yeah. Go next to Robert. Robert, you're up and you're on Live and Local now. Go right ahead.
Yes, sir. Thank you, sir. The last guy is just reading books online. He's clueless. We have now a genius, brilliant businessman, an incredible man, and a sober man. He doesn't drink, do nothing. We had a dope-smoking community organizer from Chicago that doesn't go back to Chicago because Chicago is pure hell. We have a brilliant, genius a businessman running our country, and he's doing a great job. We love you, President Trump, and that other guy needs to do some research. Have a great day.
There you go. Thank you, Robert. You want to join us, you can. Don't forget, all in-studio guests on Live and Local now receive a bottle of real water. You know, with real water, you can hydrate like never before. With Real Water, it's easy. How do they do it? Well, since Real Water is alkaline with an 8.0 pH and negative ionized, it can help your body to restore balance and reach your full potential. Don't forget Real Water. It's available right now at Terrible Herbs gas stations all across the state of Nevada and at participating Valley Meat Markets in Indio for the everyday low price of $2 for $3. You want to save even more money? Do what I do. Do what Wayne Allen Root does. In fact, yesterday was my delivery day. I love, they bring it right to your door, and I save tons of dough on my Real Water. You can do the same thing. Check out realwaterhomedelivery.com. That's realwaterhomedelivery.com. Now, one of the things that I want to make sure we get to, the president spoke, and by the way, I thought he was brilliant. Can we go to cut two? He went to Billings, Montana, campaigning against Democrat Senator John Tester, the same guy that deep-sixed the president's personal physician, who he wanted to become, I think, head of the VA or whatever. But listen to the president last night. Big, huge crowd, Billings, Montana.
When I see the anger in their eyes, when I see the anger of what they say to an intellect far greater than theirs, not even a contest, but I see the anger and the hatred. What are they doing? What are they doing? They're losing by doing it. They're losing by doing it. I just want to finish off, though. What Tester did to Admiral Jackson should never, ever be allowed. Ronnie Jackson is a great man. Ronnie Jackson has led a great and beautiful life. And to have lies told about him, I would never repeat what they are. See, in my case, they repeat them. I say, don't repeat them. They're terrible. They say, no, we're going to deny them. Do we love Sean Hannity, by the way? I love him. But here's the only thing. He puts up all these losers that say horrible things. I've got to talk to him. One after another. Donald Trump. He's lost it up here. You know, it's pretty tough. I stand up here giving speeches for an hour and a half, many times without notes. And then they say, he's lost it. And yet we have 25,000 people showing up to speeches. And by the way, look at all the fake news back there.
I love ending a program on an up note with the President of the United States. So inspirational. And, you know, guys like Clinical Carl, they can keep their heads in the sand. But all you got to do is look around you. Look around. Look around. No, I'm serious. I hope you have a great weekend. People have been asking me for the on social media, so what are you doing this weekend? I go, I don't know. I'll figure it out when I get off the show. I don't know. It's that difficult. Till we join you tomorrow, I'm Kevin Wall. Oh, no, till I join you Monday, I'm Kevin Wall. Make the most of your weekend, would you please, live and local now. I recently Google searched digital marketing companies in Southern Nevada and SoCal, and boy, there's a bunch of them. Hey, Kevin Wall here. So why should you commission Sofa King Creative Group to create and manage your company's website and social media? Well, to begin with, Sofa King Creative Group is one of the